You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Christine, I don't think it makes sound. Do your jacket sleeves together. Stop rubbing a bagel on your teeth. You fucking psychopath.
I was trying to rub the bagel.
Guys, that silence was literally Christine rubbing a bagel on her teeth and then on her face trying to produce a sound.
Welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Chris Clemens.
And I'm Christine Sidelko.
And this is our podcast. We are just hoping to learn a little bit more about people that we necessarily may not know about and hopefully bring some entertainment to it because we are hot messes.
I'm hot and a mess. You heard it here. Don't mess. Don't hot mess. Don't hot box your car.
I'm hot.
I'm sexy.
Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Don't mess. Don't mess.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Don't Mess. My name is Chris Clemens.
I'm Christine Sidelko.
And?
And I've eaten 5 mini bagels.
I love that this is going to be a week apart from the other, so it just seems like every episode you're pounding mini bagels.
Yeah.
So something that has taken me a lot of convincing to you is to do an episode of ASMR because I just think
it's grating. I think it's grating.
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a sec, baby girl. But we gotta start easing in.
Okay. I'm a virgin.
So. Yeah, no, I was just realizing that this is not my audience. Did not read the room. But we figured we would kind of, since it is so big on YouTube, that I feel like it's kind of just like a huge phenomenon. So I figured we had to try it because we're really stupid and what could go wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
Autoerotic, systematic,
funky, fresh,
megatronic ramifications.
Ritalin.
So there's like there's like a bunch of different kinds of ASMR, but there's like ones with sounds.
Yeah.
And then there's ones with like talking and whispering. So we're going to try both. So as you know, our producer Mark is a piece
miserable.
Of shit.
Oh, yep.
He's the big, no, excuse me. We stress like, him out. We're not good at our jobs. We're rude to him. We're terrible people. We make fun of his divorce.
I'm nice to Mark
well,
most times.
Yo, you're nicer than me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anyway,
jinx,
we thought we would try our own hand at thinking of little
calming
noises
sounds,
that we can do to like calm him down.
Maybe get him off our back a little.
Mm-hmm, yeah, make him stop eating my mini bagels.
That aren't even yours to begin with.
I took the bag and hid it under my shirt. I put in the work. They're mine.
And then afterwards, we're going to try talking ASMR with Mad Libs because... why not pick something adult Mad Libs?
Sexual
we should say,
Mad
yeah,
Libs.
Adult. They're not. We're not fucking child's play. This
Sally
shit.
Sells seashells by the seashore. She sells fucking dildos.
Bitch.
I guess that's more of a tongue twister.
Oh my gosh! Do you think that she sells like Poseidon's like cock, like the one that he got modeled after him?
Poseidon's.
You know how
cock.
Porn stars can do that? Yeah, like she's like, does anybody want a Poseidon's cock?
That would be like my. Worst nightmare, because I'm a virgin.
I guess if people are if you don't know what ASMR is, according to the dictionary, whichever one.
Google.
It is a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck as experienced by some people in response to a specific gentle stimulus, often a particular sound.
See, tingles on the top of my head to me are, that's where it tingles when I'm like creeped out. That's like my bad.
Or also like those head massagers. Like that was like, I don't even know. So basically we gathered a bunch of shit from the kitchen in our studio and we are gonna try and soothe Mark right now.
Mark, we're gonna make you feel some tingling pleasures.
I won't, because I'm a virgin.
Oh, yeah, and also Mark has the headphones, which is why he is the judge of them.
And Mark is also a virgin.
Yes, a divorced virgin. That is a sad sentence. I'm so sorry, Mark. Let's call me, baby. Okay, I'm going to... Yeah, okay, I think I have an icing knife and a green mug that a soccer mom for sure rocks on her way to work.
It's not a portable one. It would spill everywhere.
True.
She would have one with a lid.
I don't know. This color reminds me of soccer mom for
green?
Some reason.
Oh, so all soccer moms love green.
Maybe. That is a test.
Why isn't there soccer dad? Where's soccer dad, huh?
Because he's at work bringing home the bacon. I'm just kidding. Okay, here we go. Can you hear that? You can? Is that calming? Are you aroused? It's calming.
So thumbs up means boner.
Yeah, okay, got
okay,
it.
Okay, so he just gave a thumbs up, ladies and gentlemen.
He has a boner, confirmed. Christine, give you a try. Two boners.
Two boners way up.
That's surprising because that is for sure the soundtrack of Mark's murder scene.
He's appeasing me because he knows I will murder him.
He's always trying to keep the boat afloat. He's like, good job, good kids. Good job, sweetie. Yeah, this is like participation trophy. Okay.
That was me on recorder playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. 2019.
All right.
It's me slowly curb stomping you.
That was not calming, Mark. Okay, so plastic bag is not it, Chief.
Okay, my turn.
Chief called, he said it's not it.
Ready?
That is Christine attacking cream cheese lid number 7.
With a giant thumbtack.
That's what we should have done for fucking guess the sound.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Wait, one more. Ready? No?
Yeah, no, that sounds a little aggressive. All right. Oh, my God. Christine has a pitchfork and a cheese grater.
Oh my God,
you're gonna, if people are listening to this in the car, you just caused car accidents. Wait, do it slower and like.
All right,
so actually try.
Okay.
Are you getting dimples? Daddy Mark, just getting your divorce. Not good.
What about.
Mark. I think you have to go slower.
What about...
Watching this happen is like a roller coaster ride. I'm like...
We need more cheese grater.
Ready? Mark, my head is facing down, so you're gonna need to really express a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Jesus, do you have a boner yet or not? Okay, he has a boner, and half of my scalp is on the table now.
Oh, you're
That serious. Was me itching my head. That was calming. Like, did you get a tingle, or are you just, like, putting up with this?
Chris's lice was calming to you?
I don't have lice. Don't spread that rumor. That was last year. All right, what should we...
No, it's my turn. Get away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
He likes the sound of me eating a mini bagel.
Is that really calming? That? Oh my God. Mark, like, actually, I just saw his face looked genuinely happy.
I actually just saw his genuine boner.
Oh God, now we're gonna get sued.
By who?
Ready? Oh my God, I actually might listen to this episode just to see what all of this sounded like with a microphone. Oh my gosh, that was good. Was that one boner? Just like two? Just kind of one? A chode of a boner. Got it. Okay. Well, that's disappointing.
Okay, ready?
Try doing like even like okay. Steady ones. It's kind of abrasive. Try breathing into the can, like blowing into the can.
That was Flight of the Bumblebee.
From B Movie 4, World like Underwater. I mean, you better fucking give it a thumb up. I just put my fingers through a bucket of thumbtacks. That hurt so bad. I did not think that through. I'm trying to
soothing
think of...
ocean noise.
I'm trying to... Oh.
Like from The Simpsons. Oh. He's like, let me play some soothing ocean noises for you. Wee. Caw, caw, caw.
All right, I'm going to rub my sweatshirt sleeves together.
Don't tell me. Don't do it, honey. Just say it. Or just say it. Don't...
Shut up.
Do
it. Doing it. Is it actually good? Like, does that sound really crisp over the thing?
Oh, I know what I'm gonna do. Ready?
Oh no. Christine, I don't think it makes sound. Do your jacket sleeves together. Stop rubbing a bagel on your teeth. You fucking psychopath.
I'm just trying to rub the bagel.
Guys, that silence was literally Christine rubbing a bagel on her teeth and then on her face trying to produce a sound.
I thought it would make a squeak.
Do your jacket sleeves. That,
you just do that. Oh,
no,
I
but
guess,
yours has a different yeah. material. Like, that could be some okay. Tasty shit.
Okay.
It
sounds like a blizzard.
Like, I feel like I just got a boner.
Me too. Mine was removed at birth. I mean, I never had one.
But this is calming. all right. I feel like we dabbled with what we had in the sound of ASMR. Now I guess we're going to get into the whispering one, but first.
Wait, what about this?
That gave him a boner. Oh my god, I really want to know what these sound like through a microphone. I guess we'll also find out when the episode comes out.
Wait,
do that slower. Ooh.
It's like a spreading knife against my...
Yeah, vape pen. Ooh, love that.
Wait.
Just to clarify, that is the bag of bagels being slapped against Christine's hand. And now hula hooped over her head. Now lassoing over her. All right, well, we're gonna wait till this dies down, but first we're gonna take an ad break and then we're gonna do adult Mad Libs afterwards. So, the bagel's gonna come out. Come out, little buddy, it's okay. You did it. More magic after the break.
I'm gonna be sick. I might eat another one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Alrighty, guys, we are back.
Is that enough of a whisper?
Yeah, you can just do this and really enunciate your words.
I don't want to be here with you.
Ooh. We're gonna really try to not break
things.
Well, in general, yes.
Oh, you mean break
character. character. So why not try doing adult Mad Libs with ASMR? I will go first. Okay. And also my chin hit the screen on the microphones.
I'll do an ASMR burp.
This Mad Lib is called... Was that calming, Mark? Is this voice calming or threatening? Are you scared, Mark? Answer us, Mark.
That's, yeah, thumbs up, okay.
Shh.
Sorry, I got a little loud. This Mad Lib is called, I would not feel comfortable at all asking him to do this.
Wait, what?
I need a noun, Christine. Is that your noun?
No.
Oh. You're just keeping it calm.
Hummus.
Hummus. Can I get a verb in the past tense? I don't know. Every time I try doing ASMR, it turns sexual. I don't know why, but I think it's the only time when I get quiet is when I'm like, yeah, anyway.
What?
Nothing. Verb past tense.
Okay. Eight.
I need an adjective.
Junky.
I need another verb past tense. I hope you all are getting those tingles.
Waterboarded.
Jesus Christ. I need an adjective.
Salacious.
I need a spelling.
I'm not positive. Let's see.
Wait, what was the word?
Salacious.
How do you spell that? What's that mean?
It means like juicy gossip.
Okay.
Stop, I'm a fucking asshole. Okay.
Number. I need a number.
No, you can't have one. 27. Mark's phone went off.
27. I need time, minute, days, years. Wait, what?
Wait, what the fuck? I can't give you that kind of commitment.
I randomized it. I need a verb past tense.
Farted.
I love that that required an and then I need a I just watched Christine spit onto a cream cheese lid.
It's ASMR, I baby.
Need an animal.
Hyena.
Hyena. Hyena. I need a verb. Present ends in S.
Circumcises.
That's us. Oh, that. Yep. Okay. Part of the body.
Elbow. Skin.
I need an adverb.
Begrudgingly.
I'm not spelling any of these correctly. I need a verb. Present ends in ing. Oh my god, there's so many fucking things we need. Holy shit.
Glass blowing.
Oh my god, I wish they would fucking tell you how many slots you needed. Part of the body.
Eyelid.
Eyelid. Alright, last one because I randomized the rest.
Okay.
Verb base form.
Oh, does that mean just unconjugated?
I don't know. Randomized. We're ready. Again, I would not feel comfortable at all asking him to do this with. Ass licking has recently become a hummus of mine. I crave ass licking all the time, and boyfriends in the past ate to do it. Oh, hate. Oh my God, that no. some person doesn't have an education.
No, shit. Hate. It's the word I gave you. Remember?
No, because they have it underlined in green.
No, that's the word. Some of them that I gave you eight.
Oh.
It's not supposed to make sense.
Right, I forgot we're reading
it's a Mad Libs, yeah.
Starting over.
This grammar's so bad, it's a fucking Mad Libs. Fucking idiot.
Listen, it happens. Ass licking has recently become a hummus of mine. I crave ass licking all the time, and boyfriends in the past ate to do it to me because my ass is really chunky. And it turned them on because I waterboarded it so much.
I waterboarded my chunky ass.
Now, my salacious boyfriend of 27, 11:42 a.m. is wonderful. But we never farted this. He's the kind of hyena.
The way you said that. He's like a sexual hyena.
I'm lightheaded from reading this. Like ASMR is making me lightheaded. He's the kind of hyena who circumcises and brushes his elbow immediately after sex. So I figured he could be begrudgingly opposed to glass blowing my eyelid for gifted reasons.
All right, Chris.
Yes.
I need from you a location.
Your room, 30 minutes. What? What? Oh, right. Look, sorry. The brothel they found Lamar Odom in.
I'm just going to put Lamar brothel.
I feel like it's that's a good summarization.
Okay. Give me a noun.
Test tube.
Plural noun.
Octopuses.
Octopuses.
Octopussy.
Body part.
Cerebral vortex.
It's cerebral cortex.
Is it?
Yes, but that's okay.
It's okay, I'm missing mine.
Verb base form. Don't you dare conjugate that motherfucker.
Oh, I would never. what is it? Verb base form.
Yeah.
Flash.
I need another one.
Oh my God, I don't know that many fucking words. Teleport.
And another body part.
Areola. Pubic bone.
Pubic bone.
Pubic bone. Touch my body. Touch my chest. Remember 30 rounds?
Oh.
When they're doing it anyway.
Verb past tense.
Inserted.
Ooh. Is it getting hot in here?
No, I think it's actually getting colder because there's no fucking heat in this building.
Body bar.
Jesus Christ, have I not named the entire fucking body? Anal sphincter.
I'm just going to put sphincter because I think it speaks for itself.
You have a point.
Verb ending in ing.
Fingering.
Body part.
Scalp.
That will haunt my dreams. Because you just smiling at me across the table. Scalp.
With satisfaction.
Noun.
Mailman. Mailman. Welcome to the Ellen Show. Do, 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 do.
Verb past tense.
Shoplifted.
All right. Here we go.
These are bad pickup lines.
Ooh.
Are you from that brothel they found Lamar Odom in? Because you're the only test tube I see.
That's dark.
Hi, the octopuses from my cerebral cortex told me to come over and flash you.
The
These are so just dumb.
I'd teleport your cat just to get into the family. Can I have directions to where your areola is?
Very direct.
Do you have a Band-Aid? Because I just inserted my sphincter fingering for you. It should have been inverted.
I know, we should.
Do you have a map? Because I'm getting lost in your scalp.
That is straight out of the Ted Bundy tapes.
Are you a mailman? Because you got fine. Shoplifted all over you. That's it.
Oh. And scene.
Alrighty, guys. I think that is...
our worst episode. Yeah,
okay. No, I thought it was funny.
No, it was good.
Let us know if you guys enjoyed it by following us on Twitter and Instagram. Mine is Chris Clemens.
Oh, mine is C. Sedelko.
And I hope this was peaceful and calming. And let us know if you got tingles.
Ka, ka, ka.
And there they go. Goodbye.
Tingle me.
No.
Okay.
Shutting down. Huh. I think I just sounded like a robot this whole episode.
Yeah, we did.
A robot sex worker. Anyway, have a good one. See you soon.
Don't miss. Don't miss.